see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Beginning of the week, Tuesday now. Welcome, family. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, if you're new, listening today. Oh, I got some connections for you today. Oh, I sure do. Bunch of connections. You know, it's all about frequency vibration. I won't cover details on that till much, much later. Much later than not even this broadcast. God created the heavens and the earth. That's pretty basic. You learn that in vacation Bible school at 5 years old. When he created heavens and the earth, no one really talks about what he really did. Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he shall devour. But nobody ever talks about exactly what they're talking about. Nobody gets down to the brass tacks. Exactly how's it done? They just talk about it in church, fine, but everybody just knows it. He goes around like a roaring lion, seeing whom he may devour. Well, what does that mean, for goodness sakes? What exactly are you talking about? Notice they don't tell you that. Oh, maybe a few churches that do, but seldom, if ever. It's all lukewarm, watered down versions of the Bible. King James Bible is what they watered down because it's the most powerful one. It's actually the only one. People can argue otherwise, but they will fail every single time. Notice that. For over 400 years, they failed. Not one so-called educator, theologian, that doesn't make no difference, any difference at all. Oxford, I don't care where they're from. Harvard, doesn't make any difference. In 400 years, they've all failed to overshadow or refute the King James Bible. So they fell so badly, they had to create their own. Ellen G. White, or even Doug Dynasty is going to create his own. Thomas Jefferson, Jehovah's Witnesses. And then if they can't, they take the King James Bible, and then they twist it around. Oh, they're sneaky. Oh, really sneaky. Family, you can't trust any human being. Man, don't trust me. Trust in Jesus. Doggone it. Jesus, 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 Jesus. No Billy Graham, no Robert Schuller, no Pope or Bishop or Cardinal or Blue Jay or whatever they call themselves. They can call themselves King or whatever the heck they want to call themselves. I'm Apostle Tom. Who cares? It's about Jesus. Doggone it. Jesus Christ alone. And not Yeshua. No. Not Yahweh. Jehovah. And no, I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. I don't believe in religion. Religion and philosophy were created, the disciplines of religion and philosophy, in fact, have specific objectives. It's outlined by the Illuminati, by the Luciferians. They have specifically, among seven other disciplines, created religion. All religions, bar none, including Christianity, and philosophy to hide the truth about Jesus. Oh, they're going to come up with, oh, we discovered a 2,000-year-old manuscript hidden in the Alps or whatever, I don't know what, who cares. We found it in the Pharaoh's tomb. It was hidden underneath somebody's laptop. What? It don't make a difference what they say. They're not going to find anything new. Nothing is new. Everything is old. Nothing new under the sun. Someone wrote on a Facebook. Facebook is a ministry. It is a ministry, by the way. And YouTube can be a ministry. Someone wrote on one of the Facebooks, the thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And that which is done is that which shall be done. And there is no new thing under the sun. Couldn't be no truer. There's nothing new under the sun. The one thing that makes it look like something's new is a little word called technology. That's it. They just enhance the abilities to do what they've done before. You know the CER in the CERN collider? People aren't keeping track of that except for the ones that's conspiracy theorists. The CERN is a concern. Not for God, it's not, but for us it is. Ever hear the Tower of Babel? The Tower of Babel? Equate that with CERN, CERN. The logo for CERN, CERN, is 666. It's an accelerator, a collider of some sort, causing particles to go boom and collide and open up portals without human sacrifice. You got it? Let's just simplify it for what it is. A sophisticated version of the Tower of Babel. Any questions? There we go. That's what it is. To open up portals. To bring the fallen angels into this world. And maybe even open up a portal allowing transport from the first heaven to second heaven. And maybe even getting through the water to the third heaven. Family, is there any doubt as to why God is going to send a great earthquake on the earth in the sixth seal? As I said a little while ago, and I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, that God's in control. When he created the heavens and the earth, he created physics. He doesn't teach it. He just created it, and it works. Satan and the fallen angels teach it because they want to use it. They're the ones that come up with the periodic table. They're the ones that come up with algebra, with technology, with calculus, with trigonometry, and quantum physics, and equals MC squared and all this and all that. That's all science, but it's not of God at all. God created it to things that could work. But when Adam and Eve ate the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, God had to put something there for mankind to have a choice whether to believe and trust in God and His Word and His Gospel or go their own way. It was very simple back then in the Garden of Eden. It was very simple. I want to love you. I want to walk with you. I want to teach you. But I want you to worship me and I'll love you. He is the creator, you know. Man is not a co-creator. You can have a pilot and a co-pilot, but let me tell you, you're no co-pilot. Humankind is not a co-pilot, man. He gives us administration to a certain level. There's no such thing as co-pilot. There's no such thing as co-creator. We're not going to share in the creation. If you think you can, then let me go ahead and create your universe and see how you do. Actually, won't you start easy? Start by creating your first amoeba. Go ahead and create life. Start with amoeba first, then work up to a human later. Oh, no, you can't do that. You got to create the environment first, don't you? Well, I guess you might get a planetarium or something, right? And then go ahead and create your amoeba. Work up to an animal. You can create an animal out of an amoeba, right? Without help of anything? Man, the scientists can't even create an amoeba. Oh, let's dedicate the broadcast. This is starting to get ridiculous. But it's actually true. They are actually trying to create life. Or recreate it. But my warning to you, Illuminati, to you, Freemasons, let me tell you what they're really going to do. When they give certain knowledge to certain groups that they use, it's like peeling an onion. Except the problem is they don't peel the layer off the onion to chop it up and use it. They peel away the onion and throw it away. It is a promise, I'm telling you, that when they use you up, Illuminati, you Sinclairs and Aldo Brandinis, Chagi, Gaetana, Medici, I'm talking deep, they're going to kill you. You're going to die. They will not let you live. They're promising you eternal life through technology and changing your frequencies and all this and all that, right? Well, they're lying to you. They want you dead. So they get you to kill off everybody else. It's called, what's that word? It's a G. Oh, that's right. Genocide of the Goyim. Then they work down, and I promise you, you Masons, you better look at what I'm telling you. At chapter 15, chapter Roman numeral, X-ray Victor of the protocols, it tells you what they're going to do. Psalms 34:21 even confirms it. How about that? The evil shall slay the wicked. And in their chapter 15, the protocols, they are going to execute all Masons. They say it literally. And it will happen. It's a promise. When they bring you under the underground bases that you're going to hide in and all that stuff, you know, when you do your recall roster, you go rushing down the basement or wherever you're going to go and you get on that train, pew, and you head to Denver, they're going to lock you down and they're going to kill you. Because the Illuminati is targeted by the Great White Brotherhood, that once they've gotten rid of everybody else, according to their plans, then they'll start destroying those deep underground military bases and those underground cities that they've have set up since the past 30 years or more, that will become your tomb. It's guaranteed. Each layer, they promise certain benefits, privileges, protection. Man, they lie. Even Swedenborg knows this. Swedenborg, 18th century, the man who spoke with angels. He'll confirm it for you because he spoke with them. Ellen G. White spoke with two from Jupiter. They're not aliens. They're fallen angels. They're demons. The only being of any kind that can actually survive in space, and they've been lying to you about the moon. Now they're telling you. We've been telling you all for 10 years. But now they're admitting that they've never been to the moon. Anything past the Van Allen belt, which is protection from radiation from the space. Anything gets past the Van Allen belt, or if they remove the Van Allen belt. Well, don't try this at home, but if you were to take your pet mouse and throw it in a microwave and just turn it on and leave it, there you have it. Exactly what would happen to you as flesh would enter past the Van Allen belt. God set this whole creation up, and the whole universe, in fact, is created just for the earth. Only for the earth. As the Bible confirms. Oh, there's aliens out there, Tom. There's thousands of millions and trillions and quadrillions and gigabytes and whatever else of planets out there. Says who? NASA? NASA is a nestbed of Freemasons. And Freemasons take a blood oath to lie. So already we're on a downslope here. History is written by the winners, and the winners are Illuminati for the time being. Family, it's all true, I'm telling you. And I don't want you to believe me. I don't want you to believe a word I say, but I want you to challenge it. Rid yourself of any affiliation with some movement, Democrat Party, Republican Party, Libertarian, Libertarian, whatever party or movement or petition you sign or whatever, country, American, red, white, and blue, whatever, or your flag for Serbia, your flag for Canada, or all that stuff, whatever. Rid yourself of all that and just look for truth alone without being tied down with all the labels they've given us to live by. Now, y'all can listen to me or not. It doesn't matter because I've rid myself of all that and I follow only Jesus. No flag, no country, no constitution, none of that stuff. I ain't get into all that. I get in with Jesus Christ because when he comes back, man, he don't give a hoot about the Constitution. He don't care about whether Russia is sovereign. He don't care about any flag, any culture, any race, any whatever. He cares that you love him and follow his rules. I wouldn't advise making up my own along the way if I were you. Not wise. Satan tried that and got his butt kicked out. Got his supernatural butt and a third of the angels of heaven kicked out of heaven because they tried to do their own thing. Got to have rules, man. We can't just make up our own. You say, well, why not? Well, I'll tell you exactly. This is your homework. Isaiah 1 verse 5. Jeremiah 17 verse 9. And Romans 7 verse 18 will tell you exactly why. Isaiah 1 verse 5, Jeremiah 17 verse 9, and Romans 7 verse 18 will tell you why mankind cannot make up his own rules. Amazing what kind of knowledge these desert dwellers, and they didn't have internet back then or iPads. Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Paul. How'd they do that? How could they write such amazing That it really is written for us today. How could they write rules and regulations and, well, rules and wisdom that they had over 2,000 years ago? How'd they do that? And it apply for us today. When you put it all together, you'll find out that it wasn't written for them. What did they go by? The old scripture. The dispensation was Jesus Christ said now, a new covenant. And there is one. The Davidic covenant in the tabernacle of the, Feast of the Tabernacles has not even happened yet. That's in 1,000 years. That's not happened yet. How'd they know this? How could 40 authors that put together 66 books over a period of 1,500 years, 1,600 some people say, 1,500 others say, oh, what's a few hundred years here and there. Almost say the same things in various verses. How'd they do it? Never met over a period of 1,500 years. How'd that happen, boy? I tell you. All they did when in Antioch was to translate, was to transcribe it. That's all they did. They didn't say, well, let's fix this, fix that. For the first cut, the first Bible, or the first set of manuscripts, we'll call it, in Antioch. Now, Origen, of a Greek philosopher in Alexandria, now he has a different story. He started cutting and pasting, or whatever they did with the scrolls. That became the second Bible. Only been two ever written in the history of mankind. Only two Bibles in the history of man to date. Only two have ever really been written. Only two. The Northern Stream of Translation out of Antioch, hidden in the Alps, which later became the King James Bible. The second stream of translation, taken from the first, actually manipulated, corrupted, perverted, literally, with historical evidence, comes from Origen, a Greek philosopher in ancient Alexandria, Egypt. Every Bible we got today, 327 different Bibles plus, comes from that one source, only one. Origen, a Greek philosopher. Philosophy. Oh, yeah. That other discipline that was used to corrupt the Bible in the first place, called that worthless course. I've taken it before several times. Had to in college. Slipped through most of it anyway. Called philosophy. Worthless. Totally worthless. You ever watch a cat chase his tail? Bite his own leg. Goes and attacked him. Well, that's philosophy for you right there. That's all it is. It's nonsense. Totally nonsense. I thought it was before I became a born-again Christian. I said, this is nonsense, man. Let's dedicate the broadcast, and we're going to talk today about infiltration of education, mixed in with education, with infiltration of education, religion, excuse me, and exactly how they've done it. I give you times, dates, names, people, places, and we'll talk about the different goals and objectives that you know would be discussed in Bilderberg meetings and Trilateral Commission meetings and Council of Foreign Relations meetings and Tavistock meetings. What would be their order of objectives? Nobody ever talks about that. They just talk about the Trilateral Commission. Okay, well, what do they talk about? They talk about the Club of Rome. Exactly what they talk about. What does the Bilderberg group talk about exactly when they sit down? What are the subjects they talk about? Nobody gets specific anymore. When they do, usually it's a daring lie anyway, because it's called controlled opposition. They pretend to be on your side, make friends with you, show you how smart they are. Then they start deviating and turning the scriptures and the facts around backwards. First they get your trust. Make friends with you. Have barbecue, whatever. Then they start deviating. Sneaky, you know. I don't like sneaks. Let's get going here. Lord, thank you for today. Father, we thank you every day that you lead us in your word, Father, that through your Holy Spirit, you guide us. Lord, we call upon you today, Lord, to lead us today. Father, your Holy Spirit, guide us with your wisdom, discernment. Father, we put upon the cross our sins, lay them before you. Father, those that we cannot remember, Lord, that you bring us to them. For those trespasses we have had upon others, that, Father, that tread upon us, that Father, we don't remember to clear that debt up, that we, Father, will be able to have an opportunity to forgive and, Father, to ask for forgiveness. That, Lord, we can clear the slate and clean up our house before that time comes. Father, we ask you for wisdom, discernment, to see through this deception that's being thrown upon us. Father, to do break down these barriers that we can come together of all cultures and all races, to rid us of the religion, of all this Luciferian disciplines is put upon us and bring us to the true word of the gospel. Father, we do pray for families, specifically one, Lord, we pray about Virginia for her healing. We pray for another family, Lord, for their siblings, for their sons and daughters, or daughters, Lord, that they'll be guided in the right path to protect them, Lord, because there's families praying for them. Accept that divine appointment to show your power, to pull them away from this self-destruction and guide them to the right path. To take away the influence of the old and put influence of the good with them for saving them. Lord, you know in our hearts which ones we're talking about. Lord, we pray for those families that are trying to sanctify the other family members that Lord, their influence will lead them toward the path of Jesus Christ. Father, to raise the knowledge about the King James Bible, your holy word. Lord, we pray for those that's coming up on this horrible sacrifice days of this occult in the 9th of September, the Mabalani. Lord, that you'll take away their sacrifices and close these rituals and ceremonies down. And Father, those that's participating in these rituals, hands of Satan rituals, and throughout the United States and Europe, and the world that are participating in this satanic holiday that's coming up in September the 21st and 22nd, that Lord, you'll shut them down and you'll strip away their protection. But Father, in those that you know the hearts, you'll bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts, and that to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus. And Lord, that even covenants could be transformed. But Father, to take away their sacrifices, to let the children go that you can, that Father, that you see necessary, Father, that in your plans, we do pray for their safe return, or Father, to keep them from pain, to Lord, to bring them home, whichever that will be. Father, we pray for healing of our veterans. Father, protect them from these psychotropic drugs that's being shoved down them. Lord, protect them from these vaccines that's been put in their bodies, and silence the voices in their head from this technology. Father, to lead to those that are contemplating suicide, that Lord, you'll find a way to change the thinking. Many suicides per day now. Father, we pray for an awakening in this country. An awakening of the watchmen to come out to tell the truth. In that time that we see approaching, Lord, we see the time getting short through the signs of these times. And these things we pray, Lord. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Family, you might wonder why I pray that every day, because sometimes my prayers might not be adequate. So if I've forgotten something or don't do it right or I miss a certain point, I know if I say the Lord's Prayer, I've got it all covered. Family, in the news, I was going through it today, a little bit of it. I didn't want to get so involved in the news today that I forgot my lesson today, the main subject, the communist infiltration of American churches. Family, the churches control the people. The education sets up our core belief. Now, you know, since we're 5-6 years old. You know, that pretty much sets it. 5 days per week. 5 days per week. 9 months out of the year, give or take, here and there. 8 hours each day. 40 hours a week. 40 hours per week, 4 weeks out of the month, 160 hours per month. times 12. So you go to church 1 hour per week. That's 4 hours a month. 40 versus 4. That's like 10 times more. And family, the education system. Some of you haven't heard this before. Some of you may have. So 40 hours is, from our basic 12 years, give or take, of education, starting right after you get out of the chute. Your mother's matrix at 5 years old or whatever. You kind of wake up. Do you remember what you did at 2 years old? No. Three? No. Four? Maybe. Five? You might remember some things. Maybe, maybe not. Six and seven, you do. Because your memory doesn't really start about 5 or 6 years old, really. You're still in your mother's matrix, man. So by the time you start to wake up, they got you. 40 hours per week, 160 hours per month. No, I'm sorry. 160 hours versus four. Oh, that's worse. I made a mistake, didn't I? 160 hours in public school for 12 years before you become an adult versus 4 hours per month, one day a week. Now, if you go, okay, big deal. You go on Wednesday nights or Sunday nights. Okay, whoopee-doo. That's 2 hours then. That's 8 hours per month versus 160 hours. It's still, wow. Now, knowing that, and you hear what a humanist by the name of Charles Francis Potter says in 1930, he'd do the math on this. Education is thus a most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. Unquote. Now, do y'all kind of get the impact of what I've just said? 160, golly, 160 hours per month times 12, times 12. Assume you make it to senior. Of your whole childhood is based on humanism, taught in public schools since 1930. Well, they're not done with you. They're not done. You're going to college? Oh, okay. Quote, Herbert London of New York University said 57 years later, the strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades, that would mean it was 1960 to 1980, is breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment, mentioning Marxist and socialism, and almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar, unquote. Herbert London, New York University. Family, that's not good. That's bad. And you know, 2 years after that, 87, 1989, 59 years after Charles Francis Potter's quote, Georgia Ann Geyer said that percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities, unquote. And Roger Kimball, K-I-M-B-A-L-L, he reported, quote, same time period, with a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical menu, that's Marxism and humanism, at the center of their humanities curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels. So these are the institutions that trains your political leaders, journalists, scientists, primary, secondary school teachers. That's right. The people who teach our children, who taught you, are trained by professors who dislike about everything you call American. They've been taught to discredit religion, disdain public enterprise, private enterprise, to show contempt for parents who don't want to surrender the role of educating the children to them particularly. They're taking these apprentices back to their hometown schools. Now, you think that's crazy, don't you? Well, how about if I give you Charles Chester M. Pierce, medical doctor out of Harvard? He addressed 2,000 teachers in 1973 in Denver, Colorado, in a conference. He's quoted as saying the following, and this quote you can find right now if you want to. Look it up. Chester Pierce says, I quote, now notice the age he says this in. I find it very interesting. Every child in America, it's 1973 now, every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future, unquote. Now, he said that in front of 2,000 teachers. And they just sit there, took it all in. This is Dr. Chester Pierce, a medical doctor out of Harvard. Now, what's this thing about humanism? What's being taught that's humanistic in your schools to us, all of us? Well, the common doctrines and goals of secular humanism, Marxism, Leninism, it's all the same, created by the Vatican. Okay, I'll say it again to make sure you know I didn't make a mistake. Created by the Vatican, as carried through by the Illuminati, Italian, Roman, German, Assyrians. Oops, did that? Oh, that slipped, didn't it? Oh, I'm sorry. Or the synagogue of Satan, the fake Jews that are in leadership today in Israel. Oh, there'll be a changeover. You can count on that. The real Hebrew Jews will take over Israel. So Netanyahu, your days are sure going to be short. When that tribulation begins, he'll be hiding and crying his little eyes out. He's not Jewish. He's a fake Jew like the rest of them. The real Hebrew Jews will come out of the woodwork. They can't find them, and they can't kill them. They've tried since Hitler. They've lost. They'll never find them. God's got them hidden. When they gather together in Israel, how's Gomer say it? Surprise, surprise, surprise. Well, secular humanism, Marxism, Leninism, can be summarized here as follows. Deny the existence of God. Oh. Deny the existence of a soul. That can't be good. Deny the existence of absolute moral laws. You know what that fits into? Anton LaVey? Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. Oh, by the way, you New Agers out there, that's what's coming upon you. Well, they will eliminate all prisons, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Do as thou wilt? Well, that's got a little bit of a sting to it. Yeah, it's called rapists and murderers and mass murderers will be released upon the nation. Nations. When they eliminate all the prisons. And guess what? Yeah, y'all are pushing for it too. You know that? You don't even know that, do you? No, you don't know that. And they stop the death penalty. And they say, do as thou wilt. Well, that's got a double-edged sword to it. They mean just that. Ouch. They won't have this Christ consciousness going on there. Y'all better rethink it, you New Agers out there. You better do some rethinking. Deny the existence of any inalienable rights, including the rights guaranteed to us by the U.S. Constitution. That's already been accomplished. It's done. The Constitution rendered null and void pretty much before it was ever established. I'll talk about this at a later date in detail about how they've used patriotism to control us. That they've eliminated the Constitution long, long, long time ago. Certainly by federal mandate, federal ruling in 1938, Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. very quietly and definitively eliminated the Constitution. Lawyers and judges, they know that, but they're under blood oath to lie, cheat, steal, murder, and whatever else they can do, because they belong to secret societies. They're under a blood oath to follow along with the secret societies and not tell you the truth. Deny the sanctity of individual human life. Whoo, that should raise a big red flag. It's called abortion, child euthanasia, war. Anything to kill. Claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order. As defined, as announced on September 11th, 1991 by Bush. Oh, they've been announcing this for the longest time. But he did it specifically in September 1991. Isn't there one of those so-called reality shows called Utopia? See what they do? Yep. There is a utopia on TV, survival, and all this and all that. They do it all in front of your face every time they talk about this. Every time they do something, it's in front of your face and don't even know it. 1991. Bush.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
How about that? What do you think about that, huh? You know, they have it all worked out, don't they? At least they think they do. See, God's in control. They're not.
Forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
There's never been peacekeeping in the UN. I know, I worked with them.
When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
You see, he wasn't done there either. September 11th, the one in 1991, was in front of Congress. He says this.
Certain that we stand at a defining hour. Halfway around the world, we are engaged in a great struggle in the skies and on the seas and sands. We know why we're there. We are Americans, part of something larger than ourselves. For two centuries, we've done the hard work of freedom, and tonight, we lead the world in facing down a threat to decency and humanity. What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause to achieve the universal aspirations of mankind: peace and security, freedom, and the rule of law. Such is a world worthy of our struggle and worthy of our children's future. If it is possible, I want to continue to build a lasting basis for U.S.-Soviet cooperation for a more peaceful future for all mankind. The triumph of democratic ideas in Eastern Europe and Latin America, and the continuing struggle for freedom elsewhere, all around the world, all confirm the wisdom of our nation's founders. Tonight, we work to achieve another victory, a victory over tyranny and savage aggression.
Wow. How about that? Well, then, tell me about this. His little old son, you know, little Bush Jr., he's got another idea than what his daddy has. Of course, actually, they both work together. All the way back to Prescott and Samuel. Now, I'm just talking about Bushes. I'm talking about every single president. Every single one. How about this?
Prescription drug coverage to the elderly and more.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Wow, he wants to be a dictator with his own words. How about that? How about those apples? So then you have FDR, who behind closed doors tells the truth in front of three congressional committees. Now let's get the truth, not these lies these so-called presidents talk about. I mean all of them. The ones that were not Freemasons was Lincoln and JFK. McKinley was, but he escaped out of that nauseous program. And he started to go against the financial setup that they had in 1901. It got him killed, too. Lincoln, McKinley, JFK went against the Illuminati and the Freemasons. Now, the Freemasons are nothing more than foot soldiers like the Mafia and CIA. That's all they are. Nothing more. Oh, they're effective. But to give you the true representation of what really you're up against, on all the presidents, including Ron Paul that's not, and all the rest of them, they're politically orientated, every single one of them, bar none, are part of this agenda. So, one of them, a Freemason by the name of FDR, remember him? Here's the real FDR, and the real story behind closed doors, as witnessed, written down by Senator Lundeen, on March the 4th, 1939, 2 years before Pearl Harbor, 6 years after a military coup was planned in the U.S. government in 1933, and about 10 years after they'd planned Pearl Harbor in the 1920s. I didn't make a mistake. That's exactly correct. And so, in March the 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, is the real truth about the presidents that work for the Vatican and the Illuminati. And behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees, the real story comes out. It was never to be revealed, but was given to William G. Carr, who put it in a book called Red Fog Over America. You can read this quote that I'm going to give you here in a minute on my website, watchmanforjesus.com, and look for the timeline. You click it, and then it'll take you to a downloaded, uploaded, whatever load you want to call it, Microsoft document, and it's about 200 pages. Then you search for the date, March 4th, 1939, And you'll read this quote. It's an actual quote. Quote begins, talking to three congressional committees, written down by Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N, Lundeen, who was a member of one of these committees, and one of the three committees that heard this quote behind closed doors, never to be revealed to the public, and Senator Lundeen revealed it to William G. Carr, put in a book after FDR died. It goes like this in front of three congressional committees. I am making no concessions to business or for relief. I have a military machine sufficient to stop any organized revolt. I am putting my people ahead of all instruments. My people, he's talking about here, is the Illuminati. Ahead of all instruments are every American citizen. You're an instrument in a bankruptcy. You're called instruments in his terminology. Continuing, I'll have had a full understanding with Chamberlain, and we will destroy this unemployed condition with a war and a war only. To hell with American people as far as a democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. Now listen carefully. Careful for a lure. I'm going to crush business. Infest America with all the aliens possible. Does that sound familiar? And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. My New Deal is a failure, and I know it. But no one else will tell me that I must discontinue my present activities and program. Unquote. Even his ancestral cousin, 100 years before, gave the plagiarized version of the Communist Manifesto, under a different name, to Karl Marx to write and plagiarize by 1848. That's fact. The name of the document was The Science of Government, Founded on Natural Law, 1841 by Clinton Roosevelt. Passed on to Karl Marx by 1840, after 1841, so about 1848, Karl Marx and Engels wrote the Communist Manifesto. All he did was plagiarize it from Clinton Roosevelt. Clinton Roosevelt got his document from Adam Weishaupt, finished May the 1st, 1776. This carried through, is all it was. Manzini was a go-between after Weishaupt died in 1830. Family, it's all documented. Yeah, absolutely. To direct the world revolutionary movement that we're yet to see. Has it been to effect? Yes. We just haven't seen it publicly yet. So you heard what Bush said. You heard word for word what FDR said behind closed doors. Bush lied. FDR told the truth, but that was because it's supposed to be kept secret. After he died, it was revealed. Very few people even know that. Oh, I guarantee you they don't teach at Harvard. Not at all. So now what's the truth from someone that's legitimate, that told the truth? Well, you've heard this played before, and play it again. Here's the real truth.
President John F. Kennedy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, There is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised.
Martin Luther King, JFK, John Lennon. Princess Diana, Benazir Bhutto, Tupac Shakur, Dr. David Kelly, William Cooper, Barry Jennings,
No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. No president should fear public scrutiny of his program. For from that scrutiny comes understanding, and from that understanding comes support or opposition, and both are necessary. I am not asking your newspapers to support an administration, but I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people. For I have complete confidence and the response and dedication of our citizens whenever they are fully informed. I not only could not stifle controversy among your readers, I welcome it. This administration intends to be candid about its errors. For as a wise man once said, an error doesn't become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We intend to accept full responsibility for our errors, and we expect you to point them out when we miss them. Without debate, without criticism, no administration and no country can succeed, and no republic can survive. That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. And that is why our press was protected by the First Amendment, the only business in America specifically protected by the Constitution, not primarily to amuse and entertain, not to emphasize the trivial and the sentimental, not to simply give the public what it wants, but to inform, to arouse, to reflect, to state our dangers and our opportunities, to indicate our crises and our choices, to lead, mold, educate, and sometimes even anger public opinion. This means greater coverage and analysis of international news, for it is no longer far away and foreign, but close at hand and local. It means greater attention to improved understanding of the news, as well as improved transmission. And it means, finally, that government at all levels must meet its obligation to provide you with the fullest possible information outside the narrowest limits of national security. And so it is to the printing press, to the recorder of man's deeds, the keeper of his conscience, the courier of his news, that we look for strength and assistance. confident that with your help, man will be what he was born to be, free and independent.
You see, family, some of you all heard this, some of this before. Some of you haven't, some of you have. Some people I don't know who is has heard this before. But sometimes I'll play things over to lay the groundwork for new information. I just don't throw it at people and say, well, here's about this agenda, here's this, that, and the other. Say, well, how's that fit? What's that talking about? Well, I tell you, I just told you now of what we're talking about here. So now, I want to move into the infiltration of the churches, the education, because this is what we're talking about here today. And again, I said, if you're a regular listener, then you've heard some of this before. But even for you, I like to lay the groundwork again to show you how this fits together. So they control us by education since the day we're born. I've demonstrated that. And the last part of the Humanist Manifesto, because certainly it's more complicated than that, if I've told you, deny the existence of God, deny the existence of a soul, deny the existence of absolute moral laws, existence of inalienable rights, deny the sanctity of individual human life, claim they can only be successful in creating their utopia by establishing a world government or new world order, and one of the most hard-hittingest, I say for last. They believe that the traditional family must be eliminated in order to obtain world peace, is how they come across with their adherents. Now you know why they're pushing now up to 22, lifting the bans of homosexual marriage in states. Homosexuals don't even know this. The feminist movement, they don't realize they're there to destroy the country by eliminating the family. Again, feminist movement, homosexual marriage, all this designed for one purpose and one purpose only, for a new world order. No other reason. There is no other reason. Everything is revolved around this particular agenda. Based on the Humanist Manifesto 1 and number 2, the writings of Karl Marx and Vladimir Lenin, who are nothing more than students of the Illuminati, which are nothing more than servants of the fallen angels, the Great White Brotherhood, that set up the plan for New World Order, who are going to kill even their own Illuminati members. Every single one of them will die. They don't know that yet. They're being lied to on a supernatural level. But you won't hear that too many places. So that brings us to date, sort of. What I'm going to talk about today is taking me an hour to lay the groundwork. When you consider today that they're now putting in, set up tens of thousands voice opposition to black mass in the heart of the Bible Belt. And yet the black mass that they're going to do in Oklahoma is sold out. The Baphomet with the Cub Scouts hand sign. Can you imagine? As above, so below, with children looking up at the goat head. The Baphomet, which is, by the way, the insignia of the East of Stars female Masonic order. Wives. Here's another little cute thing, and I say that very sarcastically. I connect dots, and I don't make dots up as a matter of showing associations. It's not really there. I'm telling you what they are. All About Mabon, M-A-B-O-N, the autumn equinox, is based on Wicca sacrifice, Wicca celebration of a occult holiday. In the time of autumn equinox, the harvest is winding down and the fields are almost empty and the crops have been plucked and stored for the coming winter. Mabon, M-A-B-O-N, is a mid-harvest festival, they say, and is when they take a few moments to honor the changing of the seasons and celebrate the second harvest all around September the 21st. So for many pagan and Wicca traditions, it's a time of giving thanks for the things we have, whether it's abundant crops or other blessings. You may want to take a moment to read upon it when you get a chance or opportunity. Mabon. But that's what they tell you. That is not the truth. That's a lie. Because Mabon is in the autumn equinox, coming right after July 31st, Lugnasa. A minor Sabbath, but not the autumn equinox, is a minor Sabbath, but does not require human sacrifice. But September the 21st, Mabon, is one of the Illuminati's human sacrifice nights. And so September 21st to 22nd is the autumn equinox. And the next one's October 31st. Samhain. Samhain, they call it. You know, the profane are led like a flock of sheep to observe the important festival nights of the mysteries religion. The annual calendar, as the entire Western world, is ordered by the satanic festival times and dates. Every single holiday. Christmas, Easter, inclusive, are the two of the worst. Pagan holidays, every single one from January to December. Human sacrifice required during these occult dates contain trauma, stress, mental anguish, and sheer terror of the victims worldwide. The final act is a drama, a destruction by fire, preferably a conflagration. People must die as human sacrifices, especially children, since the Lord Satan looks upon younger human sacrifices as the most desirable. This is the reality behind the holidays that they don't tell you about worldwide. This is inclusive of our presidents, our CEOs, colonels, majors, generals, admirals that are members of the Freemasons to the highest level, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Don't leave anybody out. Rosicrucians, Shriners, different levels celebrated in certain ways. Now that's the reality. It's human sacrifice nights. A bad one too. You see, that's the details. That's the reality of what's going on. Now, when you go back to the the September 7th, about 9 days ago, it was different. It was orgy and blood rituals, marriage to the beast Satan. All females, especially children in the cult, are married to Satan in full bridal wear. Oral, anal, vaginal, animal, human sacrifice, dismemberment occur that night. September the 20th is Harvest Midnight Host. Dismemberment, they cut off parts of bodies. Hand removal of victims from the hands of glory to Satan. And September 23rd is full fall equinox. More sacrifice. I know this is kind of distasteful, but you need to know what really goes on behind the scenes. if they really do. People don't know. Now let's go back to what I was talking about. I might have your attention, I guess, by now. Promoting of a black mass satanic ritual planned in the Bible Belt, capital city, say they're sold out all 88 tickets to the event scheduled for the Municipal Civic Center Music Hall, September the 21st. But tens of thousands of people signed two different petitions calling for the cancellation of this controversial activity, which works to defend moral values on campus and so forth. Families attest. And this black mass, they say, they don't talk about Mabone. They don't talk about that. They say it's a disgusting mockery of the Catholic faith. It should be equally repellent to Catholics and non-Catholics alike. It may be protected by the First Amendment, but that doesn't mean they can't condemn the strongest terms. Possible moral outrage, which is what's going on. But what they don't realize is the Catholic Church has hidden their underbelly, which is the ancient mystery schools of religion. It's a catch-22. Because the Catholic Church is part of this. The Catholics don't know that. They don't realize it. And even Detroit Satanists are starting to talk a little bit about this thing in Oklahoma. Before the Satanic Temple in Detroit, there's a sect, politically inclined atheist, that announced the Religion's First Chapter House in Detroit. It's about last month. Whether Satanists should be involved in politics. They're already involved in politics since 1776. It's called the Freemasons. Secret societies. Ben Franklin was a Satanist. Believed and actually participated in human sacrifice. That's come out recently. See how they are deceptive? They're good at this, I tell you what. So they got a battle going on there, and spiritual battle going on in Oklahoma, in Detroit. You know that they also charged a 93-year-old former Auschwitz guard charged in the Holocaust. 93-year-old former guard. Well, there's a little bit of a problem there because, you see, we brought over 10,000 Nazi scientists, educators, propagandists. 10,000, including Hitler, came over in 1945 and 1946. They brought them over, called Operation Paperclip. I see a little bit of a problem here. Now, today, this week, they're charging a 93-year-old Auschwitz guard. You see how absurd this really is? Family, Pope, whatever his name was before Pope Francis, Ratzinger, whatever his name is, he was a Nazi brown shirt, for gosh sakes. Did you know that Bishop Stefanich, that helped operate the concentration camp in Jasanovic, concentration camp in Croatia, they murdered in 1941 and 1943-44, they murdered 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians, 60,000 Jews, and 26,000 gypsies in one concentration camp. Administered, one of the administrators was Bishop Stefanich, that the Catholic Church wanted to catonize. How absurd is that? Now, how do they get away with this? The discussion points of the secret societies I was talking about the past couple of days. I think part one was Friday. I talked a little bit about it last night on, I've got two broadcasts yesterday. And today. We got to think number 17. And 18 was to gain control. 17 was get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers, associations. Put the party line in textbooks. Family, I've just proved that at another point with actual quotes. This is a little while ago. Family, that is slam dunk evidence with their quotes. Chester Pierce, Roger Kimball, Georgia Ann Geyer, Charles Francis Potter, all unrelated research confirms what I've just told you. Get control of schools, use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. It has been accomplished since 1908 until 2014. Gain control of all student newspapers. They already control all major newspapers, internet, TV, through the Council of Foreign Relations. But also get control of the student newspapers. Use student riots to foment public protest against programs, organizations which are under communist attack. Occupy Wall Street, that was funded by the Rockefellers. We Are Change, Luke Rendowski and Fitzgerald, and they work for Rockefellers. They're Freemasons. Fitzgerald, what last I heard, was a 13th degree Freemason. We Are Change is a fraud. Wendowski is a fraud. John Rykoff, Paul Rykoff, advocate for veteran suicide control to try to stop it. He has an organization, Paul Rykoff. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Illuminati. I see a conflict of interest, major. So now they have the riots, it's called the dialectic, the Hegelian dialectic. Use student riots. Does Kent State sound a little familiar? 1970? Now they come out with a pullover shirt commemorating. It's a bloodstained shirt, I told you about that yesterday, to raise that specter of a tyrannical government using that commemorative t-shirt with stained blood on it. And the ones are calling out, that's a terrible what they did. That's what they're supposed to say. That's all scripted out. See what they've done? Happened in May. So why are they bringing it up now in September as a commemorative t-shirt? Because they want you to know about tyrannical government to help foment a military takeover. As outlaid by a quote by evangelist Rick Joyner, who's buddied up with Jerry Boykin, general, designer of Delta Force. They're all both Knights of Malta. Family, that's bad. That means they're liars, like Wesley Clark, Naomi Wolf, Bill Clinton. Those are Rhodes Scholars. They all work for the Illuminati. Patrick Buchanan, Clinton, they're Luciferians. So is Bush. Man, I can just go on and on and on of what the reality is. Number 20, infiltrate the press, get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy making positions. That happened in 1915. J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers according to congressional records. And assigned an editor to each one to make sure they followed the party line. 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. They did that in 1921. By the Council of Foreign Relations. Controls all of it. Through controlled opposition. Those pretend to be on your side and are not. and motion pictures. They put everything in the TV, everything in movies that you think is fiction. It's not. 22. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. That goes in line with their one of the seven disciplines, harmony, beauty, and the arts. And now they got a Baphomet statue in Oklahoma to cause division, which yeah, would. 23, control art critics and directors of art museums. Quote, our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Unquote. And people go to these things, man. They look at modern art. John, yes, how are you? Okay, fine. How do you like this piece? He looks at it. It's a mess of garbage. But he looks at it. Oh, it's very interesting. Yes, you notice the curve there and the color. They just pretend like they know what the dickens they're talking about, and they don't have a clue. It's like philosophy. Everybody pretends. Modern art. Yes, I have modern art all over my house. I have it everywhere. What's that? You don't know what that is. Oh, that was done by Elmer Fudd. He was a very good guy. He was a very good artist. He was Elmer Fudd. This is worth $50,000. Do tell. Yes, you can't see it. Well, he don't know it either. He just knows it's expensive. It's so ridiculous. That's exactly the kind of conversation you hear. Because they think it means something. It means squat, man. Shapeless, awkward, meaningless forms. Everybody pretends that's good art just because somebody says so. Well, baloney. Oh, man. 24. To eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. They're all in the movies, man. Oh, do they ever. 25. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. I don't have to explain that one, do I? Fox TV, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, the Satanist, and a member of the Knights of Malta, owns both NIV Bible and Satanist Bible. He owns both of them, man. I'd say a little conflict of interest. Number 26, present homosexuality, degeneracy, promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. We talked about that yesterday, man. Roberta Auchenberg, back in the 90s, she just tells you right out. Joycelyn Elders, another appointee of Clinton. Some of the quotes they have about sexuality of children and all that would make your hair turn white. I got the quotes. I read about them yesterday. No use going over them today. Oh, number 27. Infiltrate the churches. Replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible. Emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. Unquote. Now, you all that party line the YouTube and the Facebook, are you getting quotes about this now? Now you know why. Are you just using religion as a crutch? Family, it's a cut-paste response that these people use when they troll on your sites. They copy-paste these things, man. They're like little cut-paste dolls or something out of paper. They're trained this way. Number 28, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Family, this was part of the congressional record extension of remarks of Honorable A.S. Herlong on January the 10th, 1963. Man, it's all been accomplished. So you see what's going on in the news reflects what I'm reading you right here. That goes back to 1963. Family, this actually goes back. You ready for this? May the 1st, 1776, by Adam Weishaupt, carried through, phased in as it goes along. They needed the family structure together up till World War II to fight the wars that were all planned in 1860s and 70s by Albert Pike, which included World War I, World War II, and World War III to be fought later in the 20th century. They planned it in 1870s from 1840s to 1870s in conceptual terms that later Illuminati families and Jesuits would then use the details to then put it together 10 years ahead. So history is pre-planned and then written about by the ones who planned it. That's why your history books are worthless. That's how they control the education. And this is by evidence. This is not speculation, nor is it theory. Number 28. I said it. Number 29. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. Now, unrelated to that, I have a a summary of the five step program to change the world. It's summarized. Called the five D's. Number one was demolish the foundations of biblical morality. Humanist Manifesto. Number two, dismantle the family, patriotism, individual liberty. Destroying the family, number two. Number three, relative to what I've just read you about the plans of the communists, according to the 1963 document and testimony of that senator. Number three was discard our Constitution and the Republic which is established. Right there it is. That's number 29 on their plans. Number four was destroy the American free enterprise system. And number five, just like Bush said, direct our attention toward a satanic United Nations, which will drag and, if necessary, drug us into a global government for which is established. He lies and says, I know for a fact when I was in Kosovo 5 years, the United Nations at the highest level made sure that the Serbs and Albanians were fighting each other. They're there to cause the wars, not make peace. I saw it firsthand. Hey, don't tell me no on that one. You'll lose. I know it for a fact. I'm a whistleblower about it. I got details. How we as American servicemen, MPRI advisors from Virginia that are contracted with the State Department, with DOD. I worked with some in Congo as a project manager for Intelligence Project in Kisangani. But before that, in Kosovo, I know that in Macedonia, toward the early part of 2000, the Albanian terrorists, National Liberation NLA, one night in Arantshavo, toward the end of their insurrection, the Macedonian forces was closing in on them. Well, it was a little bit of a problem. Because the Macedonian forces had MPRI advisors from America. MPRI are former retired specialists in the U.S. military that get a government contract as contractors to train in anti-terrorism and protection, force protection, all that sort of thing. Well, they had a group of MPRI with the Macedonian forces. Closing in on the terrorists, the Albanian terrorists, the NLA rebels, Narashevo, Macedonia. Slight problem. He had 17 MPRI members also with the Albanian terrorists, advising them. Oh, we have an embarrassing situation that can develop. So they called by radio to Camp Bonsteel, which was American base in my sector, to send some Apache helicopters to pick them up. Man, we got to get out of here because they're closing in on us. Wouldn't that have been embarrassing? MPRI on Macedonian forces, American MPRI on the rebel forces on both sides. Well, anyway, they pulled them out, 17 of them. I got that in that book, The Coming Balkan Caliphate by Chris DeLisio. And you'll find a PDF for it on my website. Should be still linked up together. I got the reports for it. You know, so they pull them out before the Macedonian forces close in. Well, it's not what you think, because they take the NLA members and put them on school buses. It wasn't no shootout, none of that stuff. And they say, now you just go back to Kosovo and don't come back here again. It's so ridiculous. It's not even funny. And you just put them on buses and now you go back to Kosovo and don't come back. That's how they did it. Yep, that's how it happened. Number 30. Discredit the American founding fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. Now, where did I read that before? I read that somewhere, didn't you? Didn't you hear me read it somewhere? I thought I did. Oh, that's right. That pseudo nonsense medical doctor named Chester Pierce. Oh, yeah. That's Satanist. Oh, yeah. He says that every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill because he comes to school with a certain allegiances toward our founding fathers. A 5-year-old comes to school with allegiance to our founding fathers. Make him spell founding fathers. At 5 years old. He has all these allegiances to founding fathers. He's 5 years old. Toward elected officials. Don't you think he got that from his parents, who at that time would be baby boomers? Possibly. That's correct. That's correct. See how they set this up? Man, I've got evidence at the yin-yang on this that just crashes down on core beliefs. That's why people want to ignore what I say sometimes. When I say to people, Tom, you're crazy, you're nuts, you're nuts, I can say legitimately. So you want to see the evidence? Now, they got a choice to make. You know, they got to say, yeah, I want to see it, no problem. Or they say, I don't even want to know. Now who's insane? Those who reject evidence or what? And I've read many times that I just find it really expedient to read a quote by Brock Chisholm, director of United Nations World Health Organization, 1948 to 1953. He sums it all up. To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas. Family, it all falls in line, boom, 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 on every one of their adherents. And the research does not come from one source, but many, many unrelated sources say the same thing. That's how I do it. I don't take just one source at all. discredit the American founding fathers. Bingo. Number 31. Belittle all forms of American culture. Discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that it was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. I discovered some about 5, 6, 7 years ago, give or take, that school teachers today don't even use a school textbook for history. They have the school books. I said, where do you keep them? We kept them in the back of the room. They're stacked up, and the teachers would give out handouts. So little by little, they're keeping you out of even the errant history books. So when you get these so-called talk show hosts out there that go out there like Mark Dice and all the rest of them and say, we're going to interview, have a little fun here. Yeah. Who was the president? And you see America's, well, I don't know who that was. That was, it's all funny. Ha ha. Right? No. They work for the Illuminati. And what they're doing is testing to see how well that their program's going along. This is why they do that. To test the population, to see if their plan is working or not. To show how dumb we are in our own history is for them, for the social engineers, to check out their progress. That's why Dice and all the rest of them do that. Because they work for them. Number 32, support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. 33, eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. In 1987, naturally, Reagan lied. Gorbachev, tear down that wall. He's the Knights of Malta. Reagan's a liar. Also a closet homosexual. Being a closet homosexual, conducting homosexual acts or lesbian acts, is not about sex. The sex is the vehicle. But the purpose of it is to open up a portal for possession. To go against God by an abomination. That's the royal secret of the Freemasons. To open up a portal to allow possession of your body by a demonic realm when you perform an abominable act. That's the purpose of it. Of why they murder children, why they rape children, why they have homosexual acts, why the stars that are male have to, whether they're heterosexual, homosexual, doesn't matter. They have to perform an act that opens up their bodies for possession. It's alchemy, biological alchemy. These are things they don't want you to know. 33. Eliminate all laws or procedures which interfere with the operation of the communist apparatus. 34. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. It goes back to 1930s and 40s and 50s. several politicians were after the communists and they got shut down, threatened. Now, number 35 ought to raise some eyebrows. It goes along with chapter 15 of the protocols about eliminating all Freemasons. Well, number 35 is, I quote, discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Now, you FBI boys out there, they're coming after you. And those of you that want to do the good job for America and catch the bad guys, now you know why they pigeonhole your reports. But then you have to do it anyway because you'll lose your job and you can't feed your family. And so they got you. It's why some of your FBI agents may die on a camping trip or car accident or plane crash or whatever. because you're doing too good a job and you won't stop. They will assassinate. They will kill you. Matter of fact, I don't know why y'all put up with this, but anyway. Oh, that's right. You don't believe conspiracy theorists, even though it's documented. Oh, I should have known. William G. Carr talks about it. His book, Red Fog Over America, Roman numeral 6. No. Roman numeral 8. This ought to be a major hint. It's called Nihilist. N-I-H-I-L-I-S-T-S. Nihilist. You know what Nihilists are? Quote, the executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control of a world dictatorship. History reveals that these assassins are to be found in all classes of society. They try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural death. What about the ones they don't want to kill but still use? They got an answer for that too. It's called the Black Book. It is, and I quote, on page Roman numeral 4 of Red Fog Over America. Well, the first edition anyway, 1955. And today I'm sure the Black Book is computerized. A Black Book is a book in which the directors of the international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people together. Here comes the catcher. A detailed report of their characteristics, their faults, their failings, and the information is used to quote-unquote persuade people into doing the bidding of the conspirators, either because of fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury and material rewards. Can't let that sink in. And you know what the agent tour is? I haven't talked about this much. Quote, the spies, specialists, experts, and advisors of the Illuminati, bred and trained from early childhood to direct the policies of national governments, so they will further the secret plans and ambitions of the Illuminati and bring into being one or another kind of international government. The conspirators plan to take over the international government, turn it into a despotism of Satan. The agentur will stop at nothing to achieve their allotted tasks. Nihilist and communist are used to remove people and clear political obstacles from the path of their master's plan to follow. Unquote. Now, here's what they don't tell you. You're going to hear, sometime here in the future, if you haven't heard already, that they're going to make arrests, they're going to get rid of the Illuminati, they're going to defeat the Illuminati, we're going to fight this world, we're going to go fight them, Joel's army, we're going to defeat the Illuminati, and they will. That would be a lie from the pit of hell. It's called the dialectic. We've gotten rid of the bankers are the cause. That's another lie. Whoever talk show host or whatever, I don't care who it is, says the bankers. No, it's not the bankers. The bankers are shoeshine boys. They work in the mall. It's the owners of the mall you want, not the shoeshine boys. And the bankers are nothing but shoeshine and tie the shoestrings up. That's all they do. Just like this 93-year-old Auschwitz guard. They're the fall guys to make you think they've been defeated. And they're going to say it in the near future. They'll make arrests, probably. It'll be a lie. They'll say we've defeated the Illuminati. Reptilians have been chased away down a little crawl hole. There'll be another lie. Jesus Christ is the only one. There is no other. And that's at the Battle of Armageddon. However, the first trumpet is their first call of destruction. The first seal that starts it all in the 7-year tribulation hasn't even been opened yet. Irvin Baxter is a liar. Hagee is another one. Mark Blitz is another one. Those are four blood moons. It's a lie. There's only one blood moon in the sixth seal. Carl Gallup, P.P. Simmons are full of baloney. They're trying to make people believe the tribulations are already over. Family, we're not even the first seal yet. And there's nothing they can do to otherwise to prove it because the Bible overshadows them. They're lying to tens of thousands of people. God knows. They may fool human beings, but God already knows their hearts is evil because they lie. They have no evidence whatsoever except what they make up. Number 36 is to infiltrate and gain control of more unions. 37, infiltrate and gain control of big business. Number 38, transfer some of the powers of arrest from police to social agencies. Does Child Protective Service come into place? Does the work of Senator Nancy Schaefer come into mind? She is killed by her husband, by the way. He shot her in the back when she slept. He shot himself in the head. Oh, no, was it the chest? They can't decide. She is after them to stop the North American Union. Ever heard of the Ten Kings of the Book of Revelation? Well, the North American Union is one of them. And she is going to stop curtail the activities of Child Protective Service, which really is there, let's get down to it, to steal the children, to hide those they can hide, to give them the CIA that they use, the Pentagon, and CEOs, and festivals, and sacrifices like they're going to do on September the 21st. Woo-hoo! That must have made some people mad. But family, that's what they're doing right now. Child Protective Service is used for this purpose. Number 39. Do y'all remember what I've said about ADHD as a fraud? Giving your children psychotropic drugs? You got to be kidding me. These lying psychiatrists, male and female, are either Satanists, Wicca, or Freemasons. Why? Because they're on a blood oath to do what they're told to do. ADHD is a lie. Psychotropic drugs for post-traumatic stress is another lie. Well, that being said, number 39, treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders, which no one but psychiatrists can understand, treat, or even pronounce. There it is. I added to pronounce, but they've got treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders. Number 40. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. What did Dr. Chester Pierce say? 1973, 72, 73, those teachers. Every child entering America, entering public schools, are mentally ill. Isn't that what he said? Darn right it is. Paul Brandwein, influential educator, taught that, quote, any child who believes in God is mentally ill. Ashley Montagu, 1970s. She spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in a conference in Anaheim, California. She stated the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Any question now about George Bushy and Obama's Common Core? No Child Left Behind? Now you know. Bertrand Russell, a humanist philosopher. Oh, there's philosophy again. Bertrand Russell said, and I quote, Johann Fichte, a professional educator, laid down that education should aim at destroying free will, so that after pupils are thus schooled, they will be incapable of thinking or acting otherwise than as their schoolmasters should or would have wished, unquote, Bertrand Russell. Now, unrelated to that, and in separate research, the Illuminati, in Article 5, Paragraph 11 of the scheme, the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, quotes as follows. There's nothing more dangerous than personal initiative. If it has genius behind it, such initiative can do more than can be done by millions of people among whom we have sown discord. We must so direct the education of the Goyim communities that whenever they come upon a matter requiring initiative, they may drop their hands in despairing impotence, unquote. And now fast forward to Article 9, Paragraph 9, says, I quote, in order to not annihilate the institutions of the Goyim before its time, we have touched them with craft, have taken hold of the ends of the springs which move their mechanism. These springs lay in a strict but just sense of order. We have replaced them by the chaotic license of liberalism. We've got our hands in the administration of the law, in the conduct of elections, in the press, in the liberty of the person, but principally in the education and training as being the cornerstone of free existence. Totally unrelated references, not even connected, say the same thing. Engineers say more than you think. Oh, you'll love this one. Number 41. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. Do I have to explain that one? I have for the past 5 years. When are people going to wake up and see who the enemy really is? How close and personal? But mainly, some of you already know this, the very ones they're using are the ones they're going to target. Freemasons, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, law enforcement, teachers, Eastern Stars, you will be targeted by the very people you're working for. That's my main point. I like to work from the inside also. I'm not talking about the outside. You already, some of y'all on the outside of this already know. I'm talking to people on the inside, the ones that's doing this. You're going to be targeted yourselves. The people you're working for are lying to you. If they cause you to keep a secret, do you not think they want to keep a secret from you as well? Christine Gibby, Clinton's appointee as AIDS czar, says America has a sex problem, 1990s. She said, and I quote, America needs to view human sexuality as essentially important and pleasurable thing. If we do not, we will continue to be repressed. Victorian society that misrepresents information, denies sexuality early, denies homosexual sexuality, particularly in teens, leaves people abandoned with no place to go. I can help just a little bit in my job as the aide czar, standing on the White House lawn talking about sex with no lighting bolts falling on my head, unquote. Now, I got a lot more to go. Well, I don't have a lot more to go. Let's see. Number 42 was to emphasize the need to raise children away from negative influence of parents. International Rights of the Child in 1989 come to view. Yeah. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. That's International Rights of the Child, ratified in 1989, 1990. Pushed by Hillary Clinton to control your children. In Oregon, they're working on a bill since 1994. They got to wait till the population is ready for it. Of child euthanasia, that your disabled child can elect to kill themselves, and you can't stop it. And it will not stop there. It'll go for other children as well who are under psychotropic drugs, ADHD, whatever else. They will also be allowed to kill themselves, and you can't stop it. So you gonna let it happen or what? Somebody gonna do something? You take a couple spokes out of the wheel, the old cart may just fall down. Number 43 was create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of American tradition, that students, special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, and social problems. United force of military takeover, Rick Joyner. He had a quote about that. Praying for a military takeover of the U.S. government. Praying for it. He's a Knights of Malta. Nobody touched him. No YouTube about being arrested. None of that. Imagine that. How about that? Don't anybody see the absurdity of this whole thing? Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects. That's where Chuck Baldwin comes in. That's where Rick Joyner comes in. That's where Rick Warren and the rest of them. Jesus Christ was not rebellious. It's mankind that was rebellious. Romans 13 stands. Despite what some of these so-called truth tellers say otherwise. Number 44, overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. Ho-ho, Rick Joyner comes to mind again. Number 45, internationalize the Panama Canal. Uh-huh, that happened with a treaty that Jimmy Bob Carter signed, a treaty with China to let them move in to, after we pulled out in 1977, he signed a treaty, eventually which led to the pullout of America from Panama Canal by design, allowing the Chinese, the Lee family, Lee is Illuminati in China. Mm-hmm. Breakspear, Aldo Brandini, little hanky-panky going on, and Clinton and Chinagate came in through Long Beach Naval Base, Costco, to bring them the Chinese military into America, and also from Mexico into America via Panama Canal. They built bases in Mexico, Chinese did. They have 290 foreign trade zones, sovereign Chinese territory in America right now. How come Ron Paul's not saying anything about it? Because they bought our debt in the year 2000. They bought our debt. 30%, give or take. What was collateral? Yeah, 290 foreign trade zones, industrial throughout the United States. He got one here in Mount Airy, North Carolina. Foreign trade zone 230. Freemasons are working with them. I say it out loud when I go to certain places, because I know a couple people that are Freemasons. They come in, I pretend I don't know, and I start talking about it and watch it move around, squirm a little bit. That's what I do. Number 46. Repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Connolly Reservation. Give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. I have covered it all. Now, tomorrow I'll talk about church infiltration in more detail. This is not detail. I ain't got the detail yet. And we're right at the end of the program, y'all. I'm just getting warmed up this week. You got to know the enemy before you could even begin to deal with him. Jesus Christ is your friend. Jesus Christ is your Savior. Jesus Christ, literally, supernaturally, is the only one that's going to save you. There is no other person can, no other unit, no other country, no other nothing is going to do it but Jesus Christ. And the King James Bible is the only instruction manual, and that's true. All the rest of them, no exception, are false, corrupted, perverted, corrupted. I already said that word. And just messed up. By design. By who? The Roman Catholic Church and Freemasons. Since when? 1870s, 1890s, by Westcott and Hort, who are two Freemasons and warlocks, by the way. Corrupted the modern Bibles you have today. How many? Every single one of them. Except for the King James. Fact. Not theory. Not speculation. Proven fact. There you go. And they lose, too, by the way. So, you Illuminati and you others that are behind this, you better do some thinking right quick, because you are targeted by the very people you're working for. That's a promise, too. It's documented. I got to go. Family, let y'all know that we're also played up at John Kirkler with HighPortRadio.net. HighPortRadio.net. In New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, in his network up there. He does it gratuitously. And our broadcast and Bible studies. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And he randomly plays our broadcast and Bible studies on highportradio.net. Visit my website, watchfulforjesus.com. Not a lot of bells and whistles. I use it for my broadcast mostly. I do have studies there you can download and read, not to use on your own. You don't have to make a book out of it, because I didn't. You don't. I don't look for commercial advancement. I look for getting the word out, and that's it. Call it what you want. I don't know. But I don't look for anything other than that. That's it. I do this because I just do it. That's all. That's the only reason I do it. Before the time really clamps down on us. And know that they've lost. Because Jesus won on the cross of Calvary. You're afraid to die. You're afraid to live. But life is eternal through Jesus Christ. No matter what. Y'all have a good night. And also, Bible study, 8 to 9 tonight, Tuesday through Friday. Broadcast 4 to 6, Tuesday through Monday through Friday. And tomorrow, hit the ground running. I'll continue talking about infiltration. And we'll talk about current events to show you how they've done it. That's how I do it. So, okay. Y'all have a good night, and God bless y'all. Pray for those that don't know. Pray for your families. Fasting and prayer gives you power through the Lord Jesus Christ. Have a good night, and God bless you all. I said that already, didn't I? All right, we'll see you all tomorrow. Or if you want to join my Bible study tonight, talking about end times, I'll be here at 8 o'clock. So, signing off. This is the Watchman, signing out.
Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release, and every fear I'd ever had.